Oh, yes, in the studio, we got Diplo and Jillian here from Major Lazer. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you guys feeling?
Good, man.
Feeling good, man.
Wrapping up the big day out around Australia. Massive shows.
Yeah. We finished it up. It was crazy.
It was a crazy time. And you guys have survived.
I feel like we've been in Australia for about 6 years.
It was a very big, long 2 weeks.
It was, and we never stopped. I think every day we had a show or something
some,
to
just
do.
Something to do.
Or you just turned up at Good God and just started DJing or whatever.
We consider that a show as well.
Yeah, that too.
Between you and Arcade Fire, how much confetti was used in the last 2 weeks?
You know what? I went to Arcade Fire's show last week here in Sydney, and they kind of shut our whole confetti. I thought we did a lot of confetti, but Arcade Fire definitely shuts the confetti game down. Like, that was a lot of confetti happening.
Yeah, I liked the show in New Zealand. Wynn had actually confetti on his forehead the whole show. He didn't realize it. It was like stuck to his head.
Well, because people were walking out of your show just with like just mounds of confetti on their bodies.
Our audience gets a lot wetter, so you might they look a little more like chickens when they do the show.
But Arcade Fire
has more per capita confetti.
Yeah, what we actually do now is we get our production manager to go to Arcade Fire shows, gather up their used confetti, and then bring it to us.
There's no reason for people to waste confetti because that's not, it's like there's a confetti drought apparently all over the world. So
since Reflector and Free the Universe came out, there has been a confetti drought. So you guys caused it and are saving it as well.
Yeah, we are trying to always reuse confetti. Funny enough, in America, people have those little bracelets, you know, the candies. You ever see those?
Yeah, with the you eat them off. Yeah.
Dylan Francis has at the end of the show, like, everybody throw your bracelets up at me, and then they gets like 100 of them, and he sells them at the next show.
Yeah. You got to be careful. He has police women dancing at his show.
I saw that.
He might get in trouble.
He's got the police in the pocket, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, that's why he can get away with reselling, on-selling candy.
Exactly. No taxes.
Dude, he, of course, doesn't have giant Major Lazer blow-up statues on his stage.
He has giant cats.
He had giant cats before. Our manager loves blow-up shit. I don't know why. We're all trying to get rid of it. We're like, why do we have to carry this shit everywhere?
Yeah. But it survived. It survived through the shows.
It does.
And with so much going on.
I'm not sure if it does anything. Do you like it? Does it make it? Do you love the blow-up guys?
I really like... There's Major Lazer. Who's the one on the left-hand side?
His name is General Rubbish.
It's General Rubbish. It got confusing when there was Major Lazer, General Rubbish, and the actual Major Lazer comes out on stage.
You know what? I saw that one night. I was like, yo, this is kind of weird. Maybe we should Major Lazer, and then there's a real Major... Like,
which, who's real one?
Yeah.
Maybe we should deflate like the other one and let him...
Although I only saw the human-looking Major Lazer twerking and grinding up against, I think it was Mailer Murder.
Yeah.
This is correct.
So. There's a new Major Lazer every night because we always change the guys. And we haven't had a very successful dancing one this whole trip so far. So we always just find someone backstage to be him.
We should talk about the dancing that does go on stage because you have a lot of special guests on stage who may be from the audience. We'll talk about them in a second. But we should play a brand new song that only hit the world last Friday.
Brand new.
You guys, Major Lazer and Pharrell.
Yeah.
He talked about this on the Holy Ship a couple of weeks ago, and now we get to play it on the radio, which is absolutely great. On Triple J, this is Aerosol, Major Lazer featuring Pharrell on Triple J.
Air horns.
I found the air horn.
Respect.
There we go. I love that one.
You guys use it a lot.
We do.
I was worried that,
this is not a joke. We have a whole CDJ dedicated to this air horn.
You'd be surprised at how many air horns we actually have.
Yeah.
We use like a classic sound, but I think we might have up to 40 air horn sounds, different ones.
Yeah.
We collect those now.
So where does this one rate in
that's
the whole canon?
That's pretty standard.
That's like a standard one, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, dudes.
We'll get you some good ones. The funny thing is you have to actually go to Jamaica to get these air horn sounds.
We have to talk about something else really cool you guys got from Jamaica, apart from Walshy. Although Walshy was born in Miami, wasn't he? He was born in Jamaica.
He was born in Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
was he? I don't even know.
Wasn't he? His brother was West Indies cricketer.
Still is, yeah. Courtney Walsh, yeah. Yeah.
His brother is the only place where Walshy gets any respect is in India and Australia. Apparently, when he brings that up, because everywhere else we go, people are like, huh? What's that?
What is that?
But in Australia, people are like, bowed. They're like, what? Yeah, Courtney Walsh?
Yeah, like a record for the most test wickets taken.
Correct. Apparently, yeah. Apparently, he's a legend.
West doesn't even know what that
means. I don't
know
what that means.
Yes.
Is that like a dunk, slam dunk? So he stuffed these turkeys, like, whoosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's it.
So, yeah, we have a really cool cricket connection to Major Lazer. That's amazing. I'm glad we can share that.
Yeah.
Oh, Triple J, that was Major Lazer, brand new stuff, featuring Pharrell Williams. That is Aerosol. You guys have had some legends on your tracks. Diplo and Jillian are in the studio, and now you got Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell is a complete legend.
Yeah.
That record we recorded together about 2 years ago, just for fun. We just were hanging out and trying some stuff. This is all before his last, 2013 was so big for him.
Yeah, with Daft Punk and Happy and everything.
And I think the... other one?
Robin Thicke.
Yeah. I can't remember that record.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That was like one of the biggest records in the last like 5 years. He was at our show in Las Vegas and he was so drunk. He couldn't even, we were like, he's Robin Thicke, come on stage and sing the song. And he just grabs the mic.
He's like a video version of himself. He goes, hi, I'm Robin Thicke. Thank you all for coming out.
He hummed his record. And
it was more slurred lines.
Yeah,
he was like the Simpsons version of Robin Thicke.
But he loved to have a good time. He was having a good time
for everybody.
Rad. Well, yes, his good mate Pharrell was just on that track.
Yeah.
And did you guys do that in the same studio as Mr. Williams? Was that all? It was years
ago. Yeah, no, I did that. It's actually funny. I did that record with him in Munchie. Was there. We're just hanging out. This guy's the producer. I was hanging out with this kid from Rotterdam. Yeah. And we were all hanging out, and he just started rapping on this beat when it was nothing. It was like just a little tiny sound. And I sat on the record for about a year and a half, and then he came back and did a third verse and said, like, let's put this out. So I was like, let's do it.
Yeah.
So Pharrell, big shout out to Pharrell. Had an awesome year. And
just rapping on that song, too.
Yeah. I only do rap songs with Pharrell. We have a bunch of stuff like this. And I'm a huge fan. Pharrell had a mixtape out where he only rapped, and it was called Child Rebel Soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that was what it was. And it was like,
that's when
legendary.
He covered the Tom York record. Yeah.
Yeah. Us Placers and stuff. I think people sleep on his rapping. And it's like, I don't even know how many records he's written for other rappers, because he's an amazing rapper. And that's what I love about him. And we just did that record, and he's a fan of Major Lazer. And so we're actually going to do a video for the song that he wrote, like a cool idea for it. So we'll try to finish it up pretty soon. I got a Twitter DM from Tyler, the Creator, the other day that he said that record was like his favorite record he heard in a long time, this Aerosol Can record. So big shout out to Tyler, the Creator.
I would love to see the Twitter DMs that go around between you guys and stuff, because there'd be some pretty
awesome. The Instagram DMs that go between us crazy fans that send us.
Yeah, there's this one kid, shout out Tiger Blood. Yeah, just sends us like crazy troll photos every day. Like he sends like 4 or 5 a day.
I think most of the guys at Major Lazer, we don't really even communicate anymore, but we only talk to each other on this one guy's Instagram page.
Anyway, I'm talking to Major Lazer. They're in the studio, played some massive gigs in Australia. Of course, as I said, a lot of special guests up on stage. The people from the audience, mostly girls. Did you have a few guys.
We
got some guys on.
Two guys lying on the ground being danced on by Lafayette and Mela Murda. That's got to be dangerous.
It is pretty dangerous.
I think they've hurt their hip bones a couple times. Yeah. We got to make sure the guys have no cell phones in their pockets.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dropping and jumping on them.
It's also pretty dangerous for the guys.
In Sydney, the guy, we were like, were you ready? You're going to jump in the crowd on the count of three. And he just did on the count of zero.
and this guy dove in.
See, dangerous. And this is not without even going through the... Is there a vetting process to get the people on stage?
Girls, we kind of are blindly picking girls out. But like the other night in Sydney was...
Ridiculous.
We had a really good crew of girls. Yeah. And I was talking to Lord and she was like, I reckon you're not going to have any girls that are going to be that good in New Zealand or Australia that can dance. And I tell you what, there was a lot of good dancers.
New Zealand
and
Australia did good, yeah.
It's good to know they've had enough twerk experience. Yeah. Got their twerk life balance sorted out. On Triple J. Watch out for this, I did my best lyrics. Mash up the place, but you are not for this. Yo, me now, miss number one funny list. Mash up the place. Oh my, yeah. Hey, a little bit of live stuff there from Diplo as well. Diplo and Julian Aaron's studio from Major Lazer played a bunch of rad shows. And this thing that I saw that you guys did that I was really stoked about. You played like a lot of other songs during your set. Like there was Prodigy, there was
AC/DC.
AC/DC, House of Pain as well. We put out some House of Pain.
We tried to play the House of Pain record because Snoop Dogg plays it, but we did it at our show in Sydney.
It's okay. You and Snoop Dogg are close.
It's my homie.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But then I heard you guys playing this. It started off as a classic Rocksteady Scar tune. Some Toots and the Maytals.
Yeah, big shout out Toots.
And
the whole crew.
You would recognize this song if you haven't already recognized it. That's my number song. Give it to me 3 times, yeah. Give it to me 4 times. And then I heard this.
Good blend, baby.
Now, I'm pretty sure in the 60s when Toots and the Maytals recorded this, they were not singing about Major Lazer.
You might not know that. Major Lazer's been around for a long time.
Yeah, Major Lazer's been out here.
He's only gotten popular the last couple years, but he's been around he's over 100 years old.
Yeah.
I love how we're bringing back the whole character based Major Lazer. Yeah. I talked to my mate Shantan after the show, and he told me to ask you guys about dub plates.
Right.
So can you tell me exactly what a dub plate is? Because it blew my mind.
Well, we open up the set with a version of Lord Royals sung by Busy Signal. So a dub plate is basically when someone covers a song. Usually it's their own. Sometimes it's other people's songs, and they just the whole song.
They do
is
it
about,
in a special version about your DJ group.
Yeah,
So you got Toots and the Maytals to re-record their song 50 years later with your name?
We got a couple. We got this one. We got Funky Kingston. Yeah. But we love Toots. We did a show with Toots.
We saw him in Jamaica.
He came to our show in Jamaica last month. Yeah. But we did a show with him about 4 years ago.
At Carnival in London,
And I just connected with him, and he's still... got it. You can tell his voice is super strong.
It was exactly. I did that mix. It sounded like he was just recorded the same thing.
I surprised. I was like, I just had to ask what the mic settings were because they sound so clean, old, and just rugged. It loves it. Yeah,
it's the same studio, probably.
Yeah. It's wicked though. So we got dubs, man. We really pride ourselves in our dub plates. We have everything from, we got like some secret stuff. We got Pharrell. We got Pharrell, Snoop Dogg. We also have stuff like
Barrington Levy.
Barrington Levy, Katy Perry. Yeah. We have, I think one of our biggest ones, Bruno Mars. Yeah. A bunch of dubs for us.
And they do sort of like a big song of theirs and then change the lyrics. So for Snoop Dogg, the Major Lazer, something like that.
We didn't do that one. Yeah. That's not a bad idea, though.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to drop it like it's hot, which works a little bit better for us.
Man, that is. Yeah. How about you've done a lot of stuff with Usher, maybe?
I have a version of Climax. Yeah. We can't really do ballads.
I know.
You gotta do records like that are very hype.
What about Justin Bieber? Because he's done stuff with him.
I don't think he has a song that is like, to be honest, Justin Bieber never really had like a knockout smash hit. Like, I don't even know like a song that was like just
Boyfriend.
Yeah. Boyfriend? Baby? There's that Baby song.
Baby
is probably
the one. That's not a bad idea. Yeah. I might have to get my phone real quick. Yeah.
Oh, can you please call
Justin? He's actually in jail. So.
Yeah. He's about to get deported, poor guy.
Yeah.
Deported back to Canada.
Yeah, pray for Justin.
He might go to Panama. I think he lives there now or something.
Yeah. Well, we'll just open a possible campaign.
Yeah, no, we're doing a Kickstarter for Justin Bieber. Yeah, so if you have any what kind of money do you guys have here?
We have dollars.
Dollars. Yeah. Do you have any little Australian change around? Put it in a pocket, send it over to Triple J.
Put it in a bucket outside Triple J.
Triple J, we will be collecting that after for everyone. I've got the news. Maybe I'll collect it while the news is on. Thanks for all your texts. Yeah. Aaron texted in, drove down from Wollongong to see Major Lazer at the M Mall last week. Got squished by the giant ball, but it was worth it.
Yeah. Of course, they squished and swished.
I didn't mean to squish anybody. If you're out there in the audience, like, we love you. No squishing was never thought of. It's always by accident.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to bring that hamster ball out into the crowd, it's going to happen.
That actually was invented in New Zealand. Yeah, that hamster ball.
That's like the Zorb they have in New Zealand.
It's a Zorb, those things you get as Rolani Hill and... Yeah. Well, not you guys, but...
In New Zealand, they do.
I don't think that's very fun unless you jump on the crowd. Like, I tried doing that in the water. It was so scary. And doing it down a hill sounds, like, really dangerous.
Yeah, but you've chased the high life. How can you go back to boring grass when you've like, rolled on top of humans?
We've actually done it in the water, and we almost died.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing popped a hole, and I sank to the bottom of the ocean.
He was nowhere close to, any kind of danger, but, yeah.
You were crazy. I had to cut out of my... I had to bite my way out of that bubble. And barely, fish were like trying to gnaw at my foot. I was dying in there.
And this is what the song Bubble Butt is actually about. Yeah. No one knows that.
It's about me dying in the ocean.
In the studio, Major Lazer just wrapping up a massive bunch of shows around Australia. Got a brand new song, a world premiere coming up. You've probably heard Get Free before. It's fair enough to say. Diplo and Jillionaire in the studio. Have you ever done this with Amber Kaufman live? Has she ever come up on stage?
A few times. We've done it probably like 4 or 5 times. Nice. Yeah, New York and London and Paris.
She did a couple of times with us on our last European tour. And it went really well.
Yo, I couldn't believe it. Yeah. The first time she did it was in Texas with us. And that was like, we were like so nervous.
Yeah.
She never even sung it besides in the studio.
Yeah.
So we had to like get a room to sing by herself for a couple minutes.
Just a couple of minutes.
Well, she's got it. I mean, you can hear her voice. She's one of the best singers I've ever dealt with. So.
Yeah. And you've dealt with a lot of voices.
I have. I'll tell you, some voices, I'm so surprised at how good singers are in real life. Like, I'll tell you what, Katy Perry, crazy voice. And Miley Cyrus also, you might not know it, she has an amazing voice. Yeah. Usher can do that falsetto on like forever. It's crazy. But Amber Kaufman as well.
Yeah.
Just, it's like such a pleasant voice. It's just a sweet sound. And she just has such strength in her voice. Really, really love her.
You should, you have you ever thought of like curating your own festival and getting every voice you've ever used on Major Lazer stuff in the same room?
There's actually a fake flyer going on right now called Diplo and Friends Tour. It's on 420.
Featuring Sun to Gold, Beaches.
Snoop Dogg and like Tiesto. And it's on 420, but it's in Orlando, Florida. It's like a fake flyer.
I think the biggest problem is the people that we work with probably cost way more money.
Yeah, we can't afford anybody to work with.
We just get lucky.
That's why you got to get them to do it in their laptops.
We tricked them, yeah.
You tricked them into it.
We tricked Skrillex and going to Jamaica with us. That was like the best.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
how do you trick Skrillex into
coming? I was like, come to Jamaica, we'll do a little show. And it was like 6,000 people. And yeah. It was like a crazy rave. And he flew across the world pretty much to be with us. And it was an awesome show that we did it last December. Jessica, you're the girl.
Oh, Triple J, that was Jessica from Major Lazer's Free the Universe. Couple of the Major Lazer gentlemen in the studio, Diplo and Jillionaire.
Thanks for all your votes for the Triple J Top 100. We've been on it 2 years in a row now.
Uh-huh.
Next year, we plan on having the top four spots. So just letting you know now.
I did hear that there is a new record. We're hearing bits of it. It's just around the corner.
Yeah. Coming up soon.
Mad. Well, Ezra, actually, we had a chat to Ezra when the songs were getting in the Hottest 100, and he was talking, like, we've heard him talk about how he sung it into a laptop and all that stuff, but I was very interested in hearing him talk about, his grasp of various languages.
The song Jessica has a lot of different languages going on, some of which I'm fluent in, some of which I'm not, but that didn't stop me from writing lyrics in German, fake Spanish, fake German, English and fake English, because I really wanted the song to have an international flavor.
Just lying to everyone.
He's like the indie.
Ezra knows a lot of fake languages. I like that.
Yeah. He's like the indie pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah,
that's him.
He knows fake German, fake Spanish, and fake English.
Yeah,
that's pretty good, Ezra.
That is very good.
Ezra actually performed this with us as well too. A couple times
in Europe. Yeah.
He was just over here too over the holidays.
We also tricked him into going to Jamaica with us. in December, and it was amazing. He actually shut down the whole show. Yeah. He blew people away with singing Jessica live.
Yeah. No one is going to be able to trust you guys next time you invite him on a little holiday.
We actually tricked Arcade Fire.
Yeah,
going with us.
Like a year in advance.
Well, because they're going to play in Haiti for the first time ever as well.
For Carnival. Coming up. Yeah.
So yeah,
they're really looking forward to that as well.
What a mad party you guys are going to have. Well, because Diplo, you've been opening up the Arcade Fire shows.
Yeah.
Which people thought was a strange idea, but obviously it's a genius idea.
Well, I just love playing weird records, and I love Arcade Fire crew. They're really cool. They showed us so much love on tour. So
yes, they're very, very fun. Damn good. All right, on Triple J, brand new song coming up from Major Lazer. It's got a couple of people, RDX and Mosca.
Yeah, from Colombia.
So RDX is probably the premier dancehall group in Jamaica right now.
Cool.
Yeah. They do all the big dance records. They're like the funniest guys, they're like the ones that do the crazy moves. And they were the guys who kind of started the whole daggery movement.
Daggering.
Yeah, back in the day. So they've been doing that in like the more the club tempo music.
A lot of us hadn't seen until the Pond de Flor video clip.
Exactly.
With Mr. Eric Wareheim at the helm, bringing in some dangerous...
Shout out Scarab Boy. Also.
Scarab Boy, of course.
Never forget.
Old school Major Lazer. All right. On Triple J, let's listen to the brand new tune.
Well,
the biggest tune in the world ever right here.
Turn us up. RDX make the girl lama lose themselves. Major Lazer make the girl lama lose themselves.
Hey, on Triple J, that was Lose Yourself featuring RDX and Mosca, Major Lazer's brand new tune. In the studio, Diplo and Jillionaire. Got to head out. You guys are going to South Africa soon?
Today.
Rad.
We're leaving as soon as we leave the studio.
Yeah, there's a helicopter on top of the building right now. It's going
to
take
us. So we have to kind of wrap this up. Look at my watch.
Yeah, sorry, man. Okay, well, only thing I wanted to talk about was the photos of you guys popping up in the Blue Mountains in New South Wales.
Oh, yeah. That was a top choice of destinations.
What were you doing there? Tell us about your tour guide, Felix.
I have my boy Felix. Actually, one of your DJs here, Nina Las Vegas, said, let's go to Katoomba. It's Katoomba, whatever the hell it's called. What's it called?
It's Katoomba, yeah.
We went to Katoomba, saw a little bit of Blue Mountains, very touristy. Mm-hmm. Got around to a little skate park, saw these little kids on little razor skaters just doing flips. And so I was like, we got to get these guys in some photos or something. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. One kid's like, you want to go see a waterfall? I'll show you a waterfall. So we jumped in the car, 15-year-old kid, drove us 30 minutes to someone's house, told us to walk behind it. We walked about 30 minutes behind his house, and we jumped in this amazing waterfall. I don't even know where it was, somewhere between here and Katoomba. That was one of my favorite trips I've ever seen in Australia. I loved to go. It's so close to Sydney. It was amazing to see that lush rocks and trees that you only see in films about Jamaica. Because all I see is Sydney and...
Yeah,
in the cities, you know. So it was cool to see that.
That's great. Yeah, it is. It's like a secret paradise. But also, the Blue Mountains produce some sweet music. Fundamentals, Earth Boy from the Herds from the Blue Mountains. We've got a lot of great
really?
Music.
Is that all outside of Sydney, the Blue Mountains? Or
yeah,
is a range that goes all up and down the country.
Just outside of New South Wales.
You know, the Blue Mountains in Jamaica too.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, that's where the coffee comes from.
Same name, yeah.
Yeah. Is it as cool as our Blue Mountains? How does it?
It's pretty damn cool, actually.
Cool, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. We'll have to go and see it sometime.
Yeah, we shot trick actually us into the video for the RDX Lose Yourself. We shot some of it in the Blue Mountains. Yeah. So.
And were you doing any shooting in the Blue Mountains of New South Wales? Anything?
We shot a lot of cool stuff, actually. We're shooting we shot a video for one of the songs for the next album, just kind of like a little bit of documentary footage of us hanging out in Australia.
I definitely saw Lafayette Bless upside down with her bum in the air in a photo. So.
That was in Katoomba.
Okay.
Yeah. So that happens sometimes.
Sometimes it's feeling the spirit just gets inside you.
Yeah. It's and wants to come out that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was. Dudes, thank you so much for coming. Thanks for having so much fun in Australia as well.
Oh, we can. I don't think it's possible. Will not have fun here. Look at this place.
I am. There it is. Yeah, send us some photos of your place. Hey, thanks. Have a good time in South Africa. We'll see you guys back with a new record very, very soon.
Yes, yes.
On Triple J. That was Major Lazer.
Yay.
Yeah,
it's the Doctor on Triple J.